720 WGN. This is One on One. I'm Mark Carmen. He is Seth Marks. Thanks for checking us out.
Great to be here, Mark.
Both the Cubs and White Sox opening up in spring training.
But before you get to the athlete who had the best week in Chicago.
Okay, best month.
Best month. You're going to tease us with that, and now you're talking about spring training.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know baseball doesn't excite you, but here's what will excite you.
Doesn't excite me as a listener in February. It just doesn't excite me.
Well, Joe Maddon has a motto for the Cubs that I want to get your feedback on.
You know when baseball really excites me, and I literally need saltpeter to keep it down?
What would that be?
October.
It does. You do love
and even September. But if you're talking baseball in October like we were this past year, that was euphoric. But let's go to the present now.
Well, so you've got a Cubs team, right? They won 97 games last year. Everybody's expecting them to go to the World Series, the whole deal. Franchise hasn't won in what would be, this is the 108th year, 108-19-08, like that synergy. Maddon, who loves to do the psychological work and the whole don't let the pressure exceed the pleasure, that type of stuff.
Phil Jackson of baseball.
Right. He goes with, he wants his Cubs to embrace the target. That's the motto. Embrace the target. So everybody's, in theory, shooting for the Cubs. There's going to be a lot of media around the Cubs. He doesn't want his young Cubbies, the cute little lovey Cubbies, to wilt under it. And his strategy is, hey, we're going to embrace the target. Seth, you're an expert in playing the mind game of an athlete. What do you think of embrace the target?
As a listener, Mark, and a corporate guy, I think you have to. I love that. And I always say embrace the chaos and take the stress and channel it positively. And if you can do that, you're going to be a vice president or higher and do it with a great attitude. Right? Embrace it, channel it, and turn it into good energy. And that's what Madden's all about. At this level, there's so many guys that have the same level of talent. It's how do you click between their ears and connect it to their heart? And that's how you get passion, and that's how you get championships.
I think it's awesome, right? That, like, the Cubs, in the history of a team that needs a guy like Joe Maddon, they're like at the top of the list. So much around that franchise, goats and years, and I just think there's more pressure playing there.
I was very critical of Epstein. I mean, he's making a small fortune.
Hardest guy to connect with ever. So rigid.
He reversed the curse in Boston. I mean, he is the turnaround guy in baseball, unequivocally the turnaround guy. The Jim Harbaugh of college football is Steve Epstein. Don't necessarily have to be a coach to change the culture. But I really think Maddon gets more credit now because Theo, and his seat was getting a little hot there, wasn't it, before they turned the corner this year?
I wouldn't say hot as far as actual concern of
it was
Tom Rickett.
A listener, as a fan, as a diehard, I was turning this. I was starting to question Theo until this past year. But the Maddon hire, whoo!
Some fans, that's fair, world, is this Theo ever going to get it done? I mean, I had that thought rumble through.
Now there's no question.
Well, now they should build a statue for him. They don't even have to win the thing. Like, just already build it. You just get ahead of the curve.
They're the favorite.
By the time that they win it, they're right there.
I thought they're the favorite of all the odds, ahead of the Yankees, ahead of any, name your team.
Well, USA Today's got him winning 101 games. Vegas loves him, but that's all. That reflects the money that's on him. I want to talk to you, Seth, about a guy who's playing the best of anyone in this city right now. In the month of,
other than you and your dating life?
That's a very valid competitor. Or not. But at least I like to think so on some level. So here,
a little inside info I have that the typical listener doesn't, is that you happen to be in fuego right now in your personal life.
I've done everything I can to connect with the...
But you're not eligible for the best athlete of the month of February so far.
No, I actually did play in an East Bank Club tennis tournament the other day and won the first round and lost 6-0 and walked off the court with my tail between my legs, as Joaquin put it to me, like Joaquin's never put it to me before. I did, by the way, interview Andre Agassi this week. That will be available.
Really?
Yes, it will be available on a one-on-one podcast. Somehow we got to splice your voice into there.
Did you get into him in a little bit, or did you just platitudinally stroke him?
No one has ever kissed his ass the way I kissed his ass, because I do love Andre. But
I got to tell you, as a listener, there's nothing more nauseating to hearing interviews like that. And quite frankly, Mark, that's what 90% of radio is today. We're trying to stay in that 10% that's the truth. Right.
Well, so, Andre's just got such a cool story. Guy gets a number one in the world, and he's miserable because he hates tennis because he had the crazy
Burl Woods type dad.
Yeah, and then
great Santini
falls down to 176, doing all sorts of drugs and whatnot. rediscovers himself, you know, shaves the long hair, goes bald, Andre, and then gets back to number one in the world.
I would have asked him, was he happier there at 176 when he had the Rebel thing going and he was down on his luck, probably having the time of his life? Or was he happier when he cleaned it up?
Great question. I'd like to get him back on the line.
I think he'd be lying if he said he was happier. When you're number one, everybody's gunning for you. And you're 176 and you got a ton of cash and Canon sponsored. I'd much rather sit in that 176 hole.
He's very into the mental side of it. Yes, I get it. The ones, a lot more money in that number one, but yes.
Did you ask him how he went from Brooke Shields to Steffi Graf?
What an accomplishment.
Really?
A female athlete who's attractive or attractive enough, you don't find Steffi attractive.
Way too masculine for me. Wait, from Brooke Shields, who's like the smoothest, silkiest, I mean, the Blue Lagoon, are you kidding me? Brooke Shields?
I love a nice physical.
She was, and by the way, Brooke Shields went to like Yale or Harvard or Penn, one of those Ivy League schools. She's like 6 feet, and she's like, doesn't stop, and she's smart, and she's gorgeous, to Steffi Graf.
I'd go Steffi over Brooke.
Do
you understand what
it's like? Are you serious?
Yes. Do you know what it's like?
You've got one foot into going to the other side of the plate then. I mean, that's how masculine she is.
Listen, I like to wake up in the morning, look over at my wife and say, you want to go hit the tennis ball? That's all I want to do. That's the number one thing that I want to do. And if I get to wake up and go tennis court with
Steffi. What if I told you Brooke Shields is a great tennis player?
Okay, then I'll go Brooke. But she's got to be, like, at the end of the day. The end of the day is I need some athletic talent if I'm going to go. I mean, you're talking about a one-timer. I'm picking Brooke. But for a career, I need the wife.
No, one-timer. She's marrying you. She's committing. You have them both committed to you. You have Steffi Graf or Brooke Shields.
Right. I'm saying one-timer, I'll go Brooke. But long-time commitment, I need the athletic talent. I'll go Steph. I want my kid to have the
so
talent.
So you're willing to compromise the aesthetics,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That's great.
I mean,
that's great.
I want to be with somebody who's going to, you know, push me, learn, grow, the whole thing.
Where does the compromise boundary go? Like, now that we've established Steffi Graf is marriage material to you over Brooke Shields, I want to know how far the boundary goes. Like, who's the one?
Are you going to pick the most physically?
Well, let's go to the next
one.
Like
a weightlifter?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Would you marry her?
Of course.
Okay. I find her not, I mean, I don't think
okay.
I could, I think I would need pharmaceuticals to perform for that. How about, would you go Oprah?
Love Oprah, absolutely. You're with Oprah.
You would marry Oprah.
Sure, why not?
Okay. We're going to the boundaries. I'm just, because I know it's that we don't have the whole the 4-hour show here. How about that McCarthy, not Jenny, but the one who's in all like the comedy movies? You know who I'm talking about?
Now you're over my skis.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Come on. That McCarthy, the hysterical, heavy.
You understand where I'm at right now? I may marry this microphone. I might go like.
Maybe that's why you're so hot. You have no boundaries.
I love you, microphone.
You're just playing pickup basketball. You're finding a hoop and playing. And you know what? That's very commendable. I like to play in a more organized environment. My aesthetic requirements are a little more tighter than yours. But I commend you.
You had a great picture on Facebook the other day of opposites attract, you and the wifey.
Yes.
I mean,
beauty in the midlife crisis, beast.
I mean, it was a phenomenal picture. And your wife looks beautiful, Seth, and so do you.
I appreciate it. I'm just surprised she's there every day I get home. That would have left me years ago.
All right. Let me wrap it up with this. This guy who I'm talking about right now.
Hottest athlete in Chicago trailing 30 days.
Yes, he's averaging over 20 points a night, 21 a night. He's averaging over 6 assists a night. He's averaging over 5 rebounds a night.
Not Jimmy Buttafuoco.
7 games this month.
Really?
And he's got.
Give me those stats again.
He's scoring over 21, over 6 assists, over 5 boards.
Is it Dougie McBuckets?
It is not Dougie McBuckets.
And he's on the Bulls.
That's correct.
Where's this guy coming from?
I don't know.
Oh, Taj Mahal.
It's not Taj Mahal.
What?
This is unbelievable. I really don't think you know who it is.
I don't think our listeners do either.
Of course they do.
You're telling me in the last 7 days?
7 games this month.
7 games.
7 games
He's averaging 21 points.
Six rebounds.
Six rebounds and five assists.
Six assists, 5 rebounds.
So he's got the power rating of like a 32. When you add that 5 sure. and 6 is 11 plus the 20. So he's like that fantasy stuff. He's a power rating of a 32, which yeah. has got to be a top 20 player in the last
month.
He's a top 20 NBA player.
Yeah. Who is it?
Paul Gasol.
No. Keep going.
I can't. Who is it? The it's kid like from Arkansas, the draft pick.
It's unbelievable that you won't even consider
D Rose.
That, yes, that it's.
Oh my God! I swear to God, I wrote him
you,
off.
You wouldn't even consider that it's Derrick Rose, the former MVP, the youngest MVP in the history of the NBA, who, by the way, is 0% of the current Bulls problem.
God bless. He's playing himself right out of Chicago for a nice trade.
I mean, 21-6-5 is solid.
I would trade him now. That's like, I can't even tell you what, that's like, I want to use a stock, but I want to stay out of the stock. But it's like a stock that you know is, it's overvalued right now. There's no way he sustains 21-5-6 or 26-5-5, whatever it is.
I don't know.
There's no way he sustains it. You keep Derrick Rose or do you trade? Right now, if somebody said, I'll give you a first round pick, top 15 pick for Derrick Rose, would you do it?
You wouldn't get that. But would I do? Would I trade Rose for number 15? No. For number 5?
Houston gives you the first round pick no. next year for Derrick Rose.
No.
Not even going to be in the lottery, probably. Or will be in the lottery, actually.
I'm still
any lottery pick for Derrick Rose next year.
I'm not doing it. I know that everybody in the set town would.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, the kid from Oklahoma, are you kidding me?
Oh, he's unbelievable. Buddy Hield?
Is he gonna translate to the NBA?
You tell me I could trade Derrick Rose for Buddy Hield, or if I could trade him for
what would Buddy Hield? I don't remember a college player this good in a long time. And can he translate to the NBA?
He looks like he can. He's going to be an aggressive scoring wing. Can shoot it and get to the 10.
Is he a Steph Curry-ish player?
I think he's more like a Roe Blackman back in the day, a Buddy Hield with more athletic
talent. Roe Blackman. Maverick fans loving that call. So, hold on.
We're big in Dallas on the show. Yes.
What year is Buddy Hield?
Buddy Hield, I'd have to look it up. I want to say he's a junior, but let me double check you.
Whatever we have to do to trade, to position ourselves, you think he's the first pick without question, Buddy?
I think he's the national player of the year. I don't know if he's the first pick over Ben Simmons and Ellis at LSU.
I take Buddy Hield. I would get rid of Derrick Rose. I'd give him our first pick. I want to have a player we could build around. Jimmy McBuckets is great, but I don't think he's your premier. You need to have that two or three all-stars to build your whole team around, and the Bulls just aren't even close right now. So they go get Buddy Hield and then see what we can do.
Buddy Hield's a senior, by the way.
I love that even more.
Right.
Maturity, coming ready to play.
The guy's got it's a great aim. All right, that's going to wrap
it up. Probably not ootsing up towards the trainer's forehead when he's getting his ankles taped.
Hashtag Peyton Manning, allegedly. Seth, great job today. As always, great to be able to talk to you.
Mark, on behalf of all the listeners, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity. 15 minutes. Thank you.
If you hit me up on Twitter at the Carm and you tweet me, hey, I love Buddy Hield. We will hook you up with a
How do you spell Hield?
H-I-E-L-D. If you hit me up with I Love Buddy Hield, we'll hook you up with a $25 gift card.
On your Twitter?
On my Twitter, at the Carm.
You assume people like Twitter's a sinking ship, isn't it?
No, Twitter is a
I heard their stock got cut crushed.
It's a bludgeoning
Let's go to Dr. J on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, I love Dr. J. See you next time.